Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Iran says its air defense systems have shot down three drones as tensions run high with Israel. The interceptions happened near the central city of Isfahan. Iranian media say a nuclear site and military base in the vicinity have not been damaged. The American media cites U.S. officials as claiming it was an Israeli attack. The Israeli military, for its part, well, it hasn't commented. Speaking at the G7 meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. played no role in the raid. He said Iran must be held accountable, though, for its strike on Israel.
We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating, to trying to bring this tension to a close. You saw as well, or you'll see soon in the G7 statement, a commitment to hold Iran to account for its destabilizing activities, holding it to account by degrading its missile and drone capabilities. And yesterday, the United States announced additional sanctions on Iran, targeting UAV programs, the steel industry, companies that are associated with the IRGC, the Ministry of Defense, and its Armed Forces Logistics.
At least four people have been killed west of Gaza City after Israel's military bombed a family home. In the north, Israeli forces also shelled Jabalia and Beit Lahia. Other attacks have been taking place east of Rafah in the south. And in the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces destroyed homes, shops and other facilities during a raid which lasted more than 10 hours. Israeli military vehicles were sent into the Nur Shams refugee camp, where bulldozers were used to wreck buildings and roads. The Ukrainian military says it's downed a long-range Russian bomber for the first time. Video footage shows the plane spiraling to the ground over Russian territory. The Tupolev 22 bomber can carry cruise missiles. Russia says the plane crashed due to a malfunction.
Coming up on The Take, new and expecting mothers navigate an increasingly treacherous war zone. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.